This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Just look at them all.
There's tons of them.
All waiting to see Cinderella. This is down to you, Joy. You've done so much to get us an audience.
No, it's a team effort.
Well, whatever it took, we did it. We're ready to roll.
Oh, don't speak too soon, Mick. We haven't actually run the thing yet.
That's right. This'll be tech, dress and opening night all rolled into one.
Well, until this morning, we had no set.
There it is now, though, and it looks fantastic.
Oh. How did that happen?
Vince Casey.
Vince!
I know. He talked Felbersham Arts Centre into lending us some of their flats, all painted and ready.
And they're brilliant.
But wasn't Vince Casey the villain of the piece? Mm. Now he's more or less joined the team. What changed his mind?
Well, no one seems to know.
Oh, the magic of Panto, that's my theory.
Well, something certainly did.
And had he coughed up?
Coughed up?
Lillian told me you had a little bet on.
We did, Mick, yes. And yes, he's conceded and with a good grace.
So, the drinks will be on you.
Lillian and I are in the process of deciding what to do with it, but all will be done responsibly, I assure you.
Right, I better go and get myself ready. Me and Beric are on first. See you later, ladies.
Thank you, Mick. Break a leg.
You know, Linda, I reckon some people will have gone to the village hall. They'll still think we're doing it there.
You could be right.
I think I better go there and see. Then if anyone does turn up, I can redirect them.
Well, we could get someone else to do that.
No, I don't mind.
Well, you miss the show.
I'd still rather go. Don't want people being late.
You might miss Mick's first scene.
Well, never mind.
Joy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
My shoe!
Your shoe. Back where it belongs.
Where was it?
Well, Neil told me not to tell you.
Neil? Why?
But I'm going to anyway. Only you have to promise not to tell anyone this.
I promise.
This is sisters only, Tracy, what I'm about to tell you.
Just tell me.
Well, you remember when we were all going to the Felpersham pantomime?
Yes, Babes in the Wood.
And that notice came round saying why not add to the fun by dressing up as one of the characters?
For the kids, yeah.
Well...
You mean Neil?
I don't know where I was. Out somewhere, I suppose.
He never did.
He thought he'd have a go.
But it was for kids.
Well, like I said...
Who was he going to go as?
Dotty Doolally.
Dotty Doolally?
I know. So he's trying on a few bits and pieces.
Just a minute. What bits and pieces?
Well, that's all he says.
We need to know.
Oh, just bits and pieces. He wouldn't go into details. Apart from the shoes.
No.
This is the point.
He had my shoes on?
No, because they wouldn't fit. But he's sitting on the bed trying them out. When he hears the doorbell go and he panics.
I bet.
Pulls off what he's wearing.
The bits and pieces.
Flings the shoes under the bed and the doorbell's still ringing. So he rushes downstairs to see who's there. And he's still got one of the shoes in his hand. So he chucks it in the cupboard under the stairs. Oh. And then he forgets about it until half an hour ago. I came straight round. I am so sorry, Tracy.
And what about Dotty Doolally? Is she sorry?
Dotty Doolally says if you want to join us for the pop-up panto, she'd be happy to treat you to a ticket.
And is that just Dotty Doolally speaking?
No, it's me as well. And Tracy, I'd really like it if you said yes.
Oh, if you've come for the pantomime, it's now at Brookfield.
It should be me.
Mick, what are you doing here?
Linda told me.
You're supposed to be getting ready.
She said you'd come to the village hall to redirect people.
Well, you know, just in case.
Yeah. She also said that you weren't feeling too bright.
I never said that.
It's not hard to tell, though, Joy. The thing is, well, it's Friday.
I know that.
We said we'd decide by Friday. if I was going to leave or not.
I know that as well.
Yeah.
It's been hanging over us all week.
Me too.
You too?
That was a stupid idea.
You're the one who came up with it.
Yeah, well, that's me, isn't it? I knew it was daft and I was too pig-headed to say so. You're not an interfering woman, Joy.
I am.
You just...
I am an interfering woman.
Just trying to help people, that's all. And I don't want to leave.
I don't want you to go. Mick, you're in the opening scene of the panto. Oh,
yes.
You shouldn't be here. Go.
Right.
Go, go, go.
Standing room only at the back.
Where's that, Buttons?
He was here 5 minutes ago.
That's no help to anyone, Linda. Cinders is here. Antonia is here.
Mick won't let us down.
Oh, where have I heard that before? Well, if he's not here by 7:30, I'm going on without him.
Beric, you're looking magnificent.
Thank you.
Every inch the dame.
And you, if I may say so, make the ideal fairy.
Oh.
I'm beginning to suspect there's real magic in that wand.
Oh, well, I have to say I was worried when you took your scissors to my script. Worried and not a little annoyed.
Nips and tucks. Only nips and tucks.
Well, it irritated me, but I can see now they actually improve things.
Your script's fine, Linda.
Well, I've never said that before to anyone.
It's more than fine. It's very good. I just tweaked it in line with my experience.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Make way. Button's coming through.
Where the devil have you been, sunshine?
I had to see someone.
No, I don't want to know. Right, straighten your jacket. Right. Right. Ready, Buttons?
Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't a question. Mm. Right, so, let's go and knock 'em dead. Me babbies, me bairns, hello!
Hello!
Hello, Arabella.
Yes, that's me. I'm a town girl, really. Not like my sister, Antonia.
Antonia's really taken to the countryside.
Yes, she's been rewilded. Have you seen her lately?
I have. Hanging round Bridge Farm, hoping to get Bridge fresh.
I'm much more sophisticated. I can't be doing with all these animals. I mean, they make me nervous.
Whoa, I've got just the thing for that. Look. A cuddly sheep.
Oh, what a sweet little, cuddly little sheep. What's her name?
Felice.
Oh, lovely.
I tell you what, put her on that little chair and we'll keep an eye on her for you.
Now, will she be safe?
Oh, yes. We'll look after Felice, won't we, girls and boys?
Yeah!
If anyone goes near her, you will let me know, won't you? You will call out.
Yes!
Latecomers shuffling in at the back.
Ah, it's that lovely lady, Joy.
The lovely lady who lights up my life.
Aww. Bless her, Bat, you big soft Herbert.
My name's not Herbert, it's Buttons.
Now, Cinders, see what you have been told. A coach to take you, made of gold, will now appear. Amazing, very, specially made by Leonard Berry.
Oh, and I love the little shape.
Oh, Felice. All the kids were on their feet whenever anyone went near her.
Oh, including you, Tracy.
Me?
You were. You know you were.
Well, poor little thing.
Oh, wasn't it sweet, though, when Buttons handed it to Martha?
Hello, you two.
Oh, Linda, that were fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, grab a chair and join us one,
yeah.
Don't you?
No, thank you, but I'm circulate. Someone, just gave me an envelope with your names on it.
Oh, dear.
I thought you ought to have it before it gets lost in the crush.
Now what have we done?
It's both of us, is it?
Both of you, yes. You will excuse me, won't you? I must find Beric.
Oh,
I was trying to slip in at the back.
I know.
Unnoticed.
We saw you.
Then everyone saw me. The whole lot turned round. You said what you said.
The lovely lady who lights up my life.
In front of all those people.
It was spontaneous. I didn't think.
And now you've had time to think.
I meant every word of it.
It must be a mistake. We have to find Linda.
It's our names on the envelope. It must be for us.
Tracy, it's £500.
I know. Don't wave it about.
Oh, let me see that envelope. There's a card, look.
What's it say?
Dear Susan and Tracy, a sister is a precious gift. I now know that to be true.
This is Lillian, I'm sure it is.
Don't let your differences keep you apart. When times are hard, you need each other. Here is a gift for both of you. Do something lovely with it, but make sure you do it together. And it's signed from a friend.
Can we have a little hush, please? A little quiet? I have something to say. There are so many people to thank for seeing our pop-up Cinderella through to a happy ending. I would, though, like to say a particular thank you to someone who came from outside, but by the end of this week has earned his place in our hearts as a great dame, a true gentleman, and an honorary Ambridgian, Mr. Beric Kayla.
Quiet, please. Now, I think you all know there's someone else who deserves our thanks. The one, the only, Linda Snell. She's a unique director, one to conjure with, who has her own irresistible magical touch.
How very kind. I think I might claim that for my epitaph.
So, raise your glasses and join me in a toast. With thanks to Linda Snell.
Linda Snell!
I'm sure, Linda, you'll now be putting your feet up, love, eh, for the foreseeable.
Oh, no, she won't.
Oh, yes, she will.
Oh, no, she won't.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice, and for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.